Hazardous waste and heightened levels of pollution are taking a direct toll on the health of New Orleans residents. That's one of the other conclusions of the study. Another co-author is Rachel Morello Frosch. She's an assistant professor at the University of Brown's Center for Environmental Studies, the medical school there. Ms. Frosch joined us from Providence, Rhode Island. I suggested this was a problem that New Orleans residents will be living with for some time.
Yes, definitely. People, because of such a calamitous event that really stirred up a lot of environmental hazards in one place, and the fact that there's been so much decimation and now there's people flooding back into the city to rebuild, they're becoming exposed to a lot of environmental hazards, many of which potentially can cause short-term and long-term respiratory health effects.
What are we starting to see? What are we starting to document in sheer numbers that were not as high pre-Katrina?
Well, it's hard to actually make a determination about what we're seeing because the data is not in yet, but some anecdotal evidence suggests that we're seeing increased mortality rates post-Katrina just based on looking at death notices in the Times-Picayune. Some of the short-term disease registries are suggesting some spikes in emergency hospitalizations for respiratory problems among Hurricane Katrina evacuees. Suicide rates appear to be also up in the New Orleans region. So we are starting to see sort of short-term acute effects from the impact of the hurricane in August.
Here's a concern that many people had, particularly during the initial days of the cleanup, and that is the concern about facing perhaps a toxic waste battle that heretofore the EPA, FEMA, others had not had to face. They just don't know what this mix is. Did you find that to be something that's problematic and something that is going to have to be addressed down the line?
Yeah, I think we're just beginning to find out how extensive the toxics problem is in New Orleans. I mean, there were issues before the hurricane that were quite significant, such as high levels of childhood lead poisoning before the hurricane. But now a lot of the environmental hazards have become more widespread just because of the flooding that spread around a lot of the toxic substances throughout the city. And so testing that has been conducted both by federal and state agencies and then also independent organizations like the Natural Resources Defense Council really does suggest that we are dealing with some pretty significant environmental hazards that are going to have to be addressed while reconstruction is happening, or else we could be conceivably creating a longer-term disaster if we don't remediate these environmental hazards right now.
There are those who will say that the non-concern for environmental racism in poorer areas across this country only make it tantamount to a true disaster based on the idea that we're probably going to see yet another big hurricane attack this area.
The hurricane season is fast approaching, and we have a situation where, you know, the lack of attention to helping people rebuild and remediate and address the hazards has been sorely lacking. You compare what happened in New Orleans with what's happened in other coastal cities that have been devastated by hurricanes, and the disparity is quite alarming. You know, it stands out that New Orleans is a predominantly African-American city, and I think that has to do with the legacy of environmental discrimination within the region.
Rachel Morello Frosch is an assistant professor at the Center for Environmental Studies at Brown University School of Medicine. She joins us via phone from Providence, Rhode Island. We thank you.
Thank you.